All right, we'll go ahead and continue with California coach Sonny Dykes, and the Golden Bears are on the road at USC on Thursday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, press star one. Again, for questions, press star one. Our first question comes from Bud Withers of Seattle Times.
Sonny, what's job one against the Trojans?
Well, the biggest thing we have to do is we can't give up a bunch of big plays defensively or on special teams. You know, they've been dynamic in their punt return units or kickoff return units. They've got some big players on offense. So I think that's, you know, where it's going to start for us. It's just is winning the special teams battle, not giving up big plays. And then, you know, offensively, we've got to move the football, get off to a good start. You know, SC is a team that has a ton of talent. And when those guys, you know, get into a rhythm and are playing with a lot of confidence and a lot of emotion, they can be pretty difficult to move the ball against. So we've just got to get off to a good start, contain their return units and you know, not give up a bunch of big plays on defense.
I wanted to ask you about a player from up our way, Cedric Dozier. How's he doing?
You know, Cedric's been good. You know, he's one of those guys kind of like a lot of our players on defense. You know, he's young. He's getting a lot of experience. You know, people have thrown the ball against us a lot this year. We've defended, I think, 80 more passes than anybody else in college football. And so, you know, our secondary has seen pretty much everything this year. And you know, we've had some rough days, and Cedric's kind of been that way as well. He's played well at times. He's been challenged a lot, and I think he's gotten much better. I think that's the thing that I'm happy with him is if you put the tape on early in the year and you put the tape on now, you're going to definitely see improvement. He competes hard every day. He's a great kid, and we're expecting big things out of him as we, finish the year up.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from John Gold of Arizona Daily Star.
Coach, last season you made a jump from a non-Power 5 conference school to a head coach in the Pac-12, and now Chris Peterson's done the same going from Boise State here to Washington. Can you tell me a little bit about your first impressions, if you remember, just about, I guess, how big the conference was in terms of money, support, facility, and what it was like coming from maybe sort of an outsider perspective, even with your experience at Arizona?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you do that, I mean, you're navigating a whole different set of circumstances. I mean, our athletic department when I was at Louisiana Tech was, small. And so it was, there wasn't a whole lot of people that you had to deal with. And so as you get into a larger athletic department, there's, more people that have different roles. And I think the biggest thing you have to do is try to get everybody on the same page. And there's so many different people that have so many different backgrounds, and some of them are new and have come from this way of thinking or that way of thinking. And it's important to have, everybody that deals with student athletes or deals with your coaches or deals with your program really, on the same page. And when you have a lot of people like you're going to have in Pac-12 athletic departments, sometimes that's a tough thing to do. And it takes some time to get everybody thinking the same way and on the same page. And to me, that's the biggest challenge. I mean, the great thing is you have a lot of resources. All these are great academic institutions, and you have tremendous resources. But at the same time, you do have, a difficult challenge just by again getting everybody on the same page and making sure they're thinking the same way you're thinking.
I gotcha. And to kind of switch gears real quick, if you don't mind. You guys played Scooby Wright a little over a month back, and he had a really great game against you guys. We know he's unheralded. What does he do, kind of looking back, that makes him just be able to fill up a stat sheet the way he does?
Well, he's had a good game against everybody. I mean, he's just an incredibly productive player. What he does, he plays as hard as anybody that you'll ever see. He's not the biggest guy, he's not the fastest guy, but he's got tremendous instincts. He plays incredibly hard. He's very tough. You can tell that he has a tremendous passion for the game. And I think, you know, when you sit down and you evaluate football players, you know, those are the characteristics that, to me, you know, make a good player a great player. And it's not size, strength, speed always. It's a lot of it has to do with, you know, just your love for the game and your passion and how hard you compete, how consistent you are. And when you put the film on, you know, he plays hard every single snap. He does what he's supposed to do every single snap, and he gets, you know, the most out of his ability. And I think that's why he's been such a force for those guys is, you know, he plays the game the way it's supposed to be played.
Great. Thank you so much for your time.
Any further questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that'll do it. Thanks, Sonny. Appreciate your time getting on at the end of the call with us today.
Okay, thanks so much. Sorry for the mix-up.
All right, okay. No problem. Thank you. Bye.